Vance Yaremko is the executive director of Sarta Ag Research in Donnelly. He joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Vance, thank you very much for joining us. The provincial government has put out some funding for agri-research, and Sarta was a benefactor. Comments on the fact that this money, or some of this money, is going to Sarta.
Yeah, so it's a big plus for us. It's going to allow us to build a cold storage shed that was kind of our phase two for our physical properties here at Dolman Corner. So it's a pretty big help. It's a big investment to get some of these capital projects for research associations, because there's not a whole lot of grant dollars available for equipment these days.
How much will this money and this money towards this project, this infrastructure project at Sarta, certainly help, and how much will it maybe equal more money down the road?
Well, it just allows us to, you know, store our quite expensive research equipment out of the elements and kind of keep it secured. So again, it just has a few benefits of keeping some of this equipment lasting longer. It gives us a little bit more capacity to do some other research plots and stuff as well. And it gives us some options for when we host tours and stuff, to have a place to host lunches and stuff during summertime. So there's a few, many different things, I guess, that the cold storage kind of helps us with.
Aside from this here, Vance, it's been a while, I think, since I've talked to Sarta. What are some of the big projects that are being worked on right now?
So some of the bigger things that we're doing is a industrial hemp redding project, as well as a seed treatment. We're trying to help with getting some information on industrial hemp, hoping that that industry will take off here in the next few years. We're also working on lupins, which is a pulse crop. There's been a lot of problems with ephemomyces in the piece, and lupins may have a fit where that could possibly take some of that burden. However, it's pretty early still for that crop, but we're hopeful that that's a one that will be able to be adapted up to the north. And then we have our forage seed program that we continue to do. So still doing we've got Calvin Yoder, who's been a forage specialist for the last 30 years in the piece. So he continues to work on different developments for that program as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is progress being made on a good chunk of these projects?
Yeah, I mean, the lupins we've been doing for six years, I believe, now, and there's definitely some potential for that crop. There's still some agronomy that needs to be worked out, but it's coming along quite nicely. Industrial hemp, again, quite new for the area. So again, some of the agronomy and getting to know the plant a little bit better, and how it needs to be done in different stages is also been quite interesting. However, that one too has been an ongoing long-term project that we started in 2014, but it seems to be making its way to a final product here in the next couple of years. So there's definitely some excitement.
And I'm sure the excitement was heightened with the announcement of this funding coming from the provincial government for some of these agri-research projects. In your mind here, how important is it to get even just a little bit of funding, but I guess specifically this funding, even to small organizations like Sarta that may not necessarily be on the radar all the time?
Yeah, it's always nice to have some support from the local governments to get some of these things off the ground. The industry has changed quite drastically in the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years, where Alberta agriculture has taken less of a role of doers on the ground and kind of puts a little bit more pressure on groups like ourselves. And of course, technology changes so quickly that sometimes it's very difficult for groups like us to be able to react, because most of those investments are quite a bit higher initially until they are either adopted fully, and then prices start to come down. So it's definitely an importance. We're very happy that the Ag Minister supported our request as a group in the province to support what we're trying to, I guess, accomplish here in Alberta. So,
just regular curiosity on my part, for your research projects here, Vance, have you got drones in the air?
So we did purchase a drone this year. However, we've been using a drone for the last couple of years, just to take mainly just photos and stuff. This year we're kind of playing a little bit around with some different technologies using our multispectral camera. So it's pretty early, lots of learning to do, but we have started to look at some of those options of what's happening. And yeah, again, another piece of technology that's been very quickly adopted over time. So again, quite excited about some of the new opportunities with some of these newer technologies coming out.
If you'll pardon my use of terminology here, especially after I just asked the drone question here, does that mean that possibly the sky is the limit as far as future research, as far as advancement in research is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, there's always large potentials in different ideas. Again, the limiting factor is definitely resources, funding. Sometimes it's just the availability of certain things, or having the employees that are trained in some of this stuff as well. So yeah, there's lots of opportunity. It's just sometimes it's got some limitations in the sense of capacity and funding.
Are you optimistic that those limitations can be limited, if not gone?
Well, I think, again, I've been in this industry for 30 plus years, and we've seen some big ups and we've seen some big downs as well throughout. Overall, I think this industry is pretty resilient on trying to get stuff done, even if our governments or some of the other funders lag behind a little bit. It seems like we go into cycles, especially with changes in government, philosophies change. And so sometimes it takes a while to educate the folks making decisions, because they're, they've got limited information sometimes on their decision processes. So I think it's probably similar to most other industries for those kind of challenges.
Vance Yaremko is the Executive Director of Sarda Ag Research. Vance, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks.